Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Monday Morning Hangover Fantasy Football Podcast brought to you by BackSportsPage.com. This is Mo. I'm coming to you live with my co-host T. And of course, Ponce is absent once again.
He's calling in later though. He already texted me.
Alright, good. I think the computer just froze as we started talking about it. Anyway, alright, most leagues have started the playoffs this week. I do have leagues where playoffs start next week, but we're gonna just assume that most have already in playoff mode. So let's go with that. That being said, your strategy obviously changes a little bit. But that's something we're going to discuss as we go along. So let's get started. Well, first game we'll talk about tonight, Dallas-Chicago. A ton of fantasy talent going on in this Thursday night game. Alshon Jeffrey was questionable during the week. He's going to play today. All right, so, I mean, there's really no question marks. I mean, you're starting all these guys that you own. The two biggest concerns I would have that coming off, both these guys have been pretty lackluster thus far. Tony Romo and Jay Cutler, both quarterbacks. Started this year as pretty much both top 10 quarterbacks. And now they had decent years. They're just both of them are extremely inconsistent. Romo more so because of injury. Cutler more so because that's just what he does over the course of his career. So, who would you rather start in this matchup, Romo or Cutler?
I would rather start Cutler, but not because I think he's necessarily better. I just think that the Cowboys are going to have a lot of success running the ball tonight. And I think that, I think Cutler's going to throw the ball more than Romo. Basically, that's what it comes down to. I think the Bears are going to have to throw the ball to be successful. And I also think that the Bears are going to have good matchups all over the field. The Cowboys secondary is terrible. Okay. They can't keep the Bears are going to put up points unless the Cowboys can keep them off the field with their offense.
It's going to be an entertaining game, but it's also going to be, you expect it to be a shootout. What's the over-under on this game?
Yeah, I got it right here. I know. It's such a weirdly interesting game to 51. First of all, it's over-under, which is extremely high. But besides the Atlanta-Green Bay game, it's the highest of the league.
I guess that makes sense. Both these defenses are pretty subpar.
I'm just saying, it's such an interesting game to kick off playoff week just for a couple of reasons. One, it's going to be a high-scoring game, and you know there's great matchups all over the field. To tell you the truth, you're probably starting everybody in this game if they're on your team, with the exception of who? Maybe Jason Witten?
Jason Witten, how many better options could you have? And also,
I'm saying it's possible that you're in the playoffs and Jason Witten is your...
And Terrence Williams is pretty much...
If you're in the playoffs, chances are you haven't been starting Terrence Williams for a couple of weeks now.
Well, yeah, but if you're on the border, he's kind of in that... He was a wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4, and now he's just played himself below that even. So,
but I'm saying you're probably starting both quarterbacks if they're on your team. Because even if you have Cutler and another guy, Cutler's probably the better matchup that you have.
And we talked about this before. ESPN, they rated Martellus Bennett to the top 5 tight end for this
week.
Dallas
is terrible against that. That's what I'm saying. You're starting Jeffrey. You're starting Marshall. You're starting Bennett, you're starting Forte, you're starting Murray, you're starting Betts.
Yeah, and to your point, if you have Jason Witten, chances are you're either starting him or a free agent guy, and I don't see much in free agency as of late would you rather play Kyle Rudolph against the Jets if Kyle Rudolph is still available? I don't even feel good about that. I'd rather just because Tony Romo is that much better than Teddy Bridgewater. So
it's not even that. I'm not putting a potential tight end that can put up a zero in the playoffs.
Right, I'd rather go Witten, even though Witten was terrible last week, but still, you have to like him in this decent matchup. It's obviously there's a lot of fantasy implications going on with this Thursday night game. And the cool thing, especially about the NFC, but I mean, the league, well, even the AFC too. I mean, it's there's so many teams that are still in the real life playoff race that, not that we have statistics on it, but I know in past years, I mean, you would already, maybe not in week 14, but by week 15, 16, but things could change, obviously, and divisions could be decided and playoff seeds could be decided, but it's so close now that we would think that it's going to stay competitive throughout the next 3 weeks, which makes the fantasy playoffs more competitive. So you don't have to worry about people being benched or starters being benched or how many quarters they're going to play or whatnot.
Right. Like, you know, for how many years was Peyton Manning benched? When I started playing fantasy football, the finals was always in week 17, and then a couple of years in a row, Peyton Manning was benched in week 17, so they pushed it up a week.
Yeah, having a week 17 is a little ridiculous. I'm sure that'll... I mean, some leagues still do it, whatever. It just adds a different aspect
to your team. I don't think there's going to be... I don't think any... I think everybody's going to have at least something to play for by week 17.
It'll be... whatever. I'm sure... But, like to my point, it's so cluttered right now that it's definitely possible that it lasts a little bit longer this year. But, again, we will see. Anyway, let's move on to the next game. We'll talk about Pittsburgh-Cincinnati. You know, I guess... Not much here. Martavis Bryant had a good run for a couple weeks, but he's back. I mean, his touchdown to target rate was just completely...
Yeah, you always know he's coming down the earth.
Yeah, so, I said it for about 2 weeks too early. He still put up decent numbers, but now it's just, I mean, definitely, like you said, same with with Kyle Rudolph. I mean, you can't feel good about starting a guy who could very easily score 0 points.
Yeah, I mean, Le'Veon and Antonio Brown are the only guys who start.
Roethlisberger's in the same tier, I would guess, as Cutler and
I feel like he's kind of come back on earth though, too, no?
Yeah, well, obviously those two.
I mean, he had a good game last week, but that was more game flow. They were down, I believe, it was 35-16, and they were trying to come back. He threw the ball 60 times last week. He's not going to do that a whole lot.
More interestingly, I didn't know a word. Interestingly. All right, so the Cincinnati running back situation, right, with Jeremy Hill and Giovanni Bernard. So Jeremy Hill out-touched Giovanni Bernard last week. Giovanni Bernard outperformed him a little bit. I think it was Jeremy Hill was in the low threes in yards per carry. Giovanni Bernard was something in the high three. It wasn't a big difference, but Jeremy Hill was more involved in the passing game. Anyway, so neither one of them was good enough to outplay the other one. I think they're still going to split snaps going forward. Depending on game flow and whatever it may be, you would think, you know, if they're ahead, Jeremy Hill's going to get more of the ball. Then again, he had the whole what is it debacle with the offensive coordinator where he called them out, called out the team's game plan. Obviously, that could factor into it, but I still like Hill a little bit better than Bernard. Like I say, you don't trust either one of them, but they're both safe. Running low-end running back twos, flex plays, wouldn't you say? I mean, is there one you particularly like better than the other one?
Do you think Jeremy Hill is going to be punished for what he said? That's what I'd really be...
I think it's very likely, but you can't base it on that. I mean, nothing's come of it since. I'm sure they figured it out within their own...
I'm just saying, let's, you know... Giovanni Bernard looked good last week.
Like I said, I think there's plenty of situations where you could. I think you just have to start him only because. Look at the answer to this trivia question. The only reason you have to start him is because. All right. Well, let's do this. Well, first of all, who would you rather start, Giovanni Bernard or Jeremy Hill?
In a PPR this week, I think I'd start.
I said Jeremy Hill was more involved in the passing game. There's no clear-cut answer. So they're both even as it gets for
you
me.
You can run on the Steelers though.
The more it comes out. Okay, so who would you rather start this week? Let's say these guys are even, whatever. Pick the higher of the two. Who would you rather start, Jeremy Hill, Gio Bernard, or Latavius Murray?
I mean, Latavius Murray would probably be three on that list by a wide margin.
All right, so then those two or Dan Heron.
I'd still rather start the two see two Bengals
over two or Andre Williams with if Rashad Jennings doesn't play, which looks likely.
If Rashad Jennings doesn't play?
Yeah. I like that one.
Honestly, I think I start Andre Williams over both of them.
Or whatever. So, obviously, I mean, we can argue that Andre Williams is better than either one of these guys. It's obviously just
no, I'm not saying
the workload. No, I know.
I think the most you can hope for is one of these guys gets 15 touches, and I think Andre Williams, if Rashad Jennings doesn't play, the Giants don't have anybody else. Williams is going to be over the 20-touch mark.
Right. Well, we'll talk about – well, we can go – what time the Giants play next week?
One.
All right. Do you want to talk about that game? Or go ahead. Just bring it in. Keep going with Andre Williams. We're done with the other game, so.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about that game. That's fine.
Go ahead.
We can go ahead.
Talk about the Giants game.
Let's see. I mean.
I cut you off on Andre Williams.
It doesn't.
Well,
it doesn't. What?
All right, well.
It
Justin
doesn't
Hunter's
look like
out
Giants
for the year.
Play. Who?
Justin Hunter's out for the year.
Yeah,
not that it matters much. Extremely disappointing year for him.
I wouldn't start anyone on the Titans except for Delanie Walker, to tell you the truth.
Bishop Sankey is not that you want to start him, but Bishop Sankey or Jeremy Hill.
Oh, Jeremy Hill. Bishop Sankey stinks.
Hey, well, this team is just abysmal. And their offensive line is bad.
I think I know we did this the other week. Did we come up? Are they the least talented fantasy wise team in the league?
I said St. Louis, but now Trey Mason,
Evan Bailey. I'd rather start him over anyway.
Bailey's pretty useless.
I'd rather start Sean Hill over Zach Mettenberger. I'd rather start Mason over Sankey. I mean, I'd rather start Walker over Cook, but.
Their team is kind of a disaster right now.
Do you think right now? Do you think the Titans have a starter at any position? 20 running back, a top 20 wide receiver, a top 10 tight end. Maybe Delanie. You think he's still a top 10?
He's in the discussion depending on matchup.
No. I'm not talking about like discussion right now. I'm talking about like if the season ended right now, would he be a top 10? Like, would they have a top? You know what I mean? Delanie in a 1-point PPR league is number 7, but they definitely don't have a top 20 running back or a top 20 receiver or a top 15 quarterback.
No, definitely not.
They have one starting guy.
I mean, that also had a lot to do with circumstance. I'm not defending them. And obviously, Sean Green started the year and Bishop Sankey came in later. So, I mean, you could say the same thing about St. Louis right now. They're probably even worse, actually, just because.
Nah, I bet you Mason might be in the top 20 by now. Nah, maybe not, actually. He's probably not, right?
Nah, I don't think so. Not at this point. I'm sure not. But either way, I mean, you're right. It's just that Sankey's still getting touches. They're falling behind so quickly that.
I also don't think Sankey's that good, to tell you the truth.
It's hard with that. I mean, that offensive line. Now they have even more injuries. You don't feel good starting him. At all. So, I will say, I think Giants, they did a pretty good job bottling up Denard Robinson, who's kind of in the same talent tier as Bishop Sankey. So, who would you rather start, Bishop Sankey or Denard Robinson?
Who's that? Still have Houston? Denard.
Yeah, I guess he's at least put together a few decent games, so it makes sense.
You can also run on Houston.
Anything else in the Giants, Texans?
No, I mean, who would rather start this week? Tony Romo or Eli Manning?
Romo. God.
Yeah?
Yeah, just...
A week after Ryan Fitzpatrick put up the picks on the Titans?
I think that was just his former team. It's like a revenge thing. And the game was out of hand, and they still let him throw the ball in the red zone.
I'm just saying, against bad teams this year, Eli has been surprisingly good.
I'm sure he could be fine. I wouldn't be surprised. But as bad as they were against Ryan Fitzpatrick, they're also the 31st rated run defense in the league. So,
I think
the Giants will. No, it's I think we'll try to run the ball a little bit more. I mean, I just like Tony Romo's matchup too. It's not. I think the Bears are still. We'll see. You cannot trust Eli. You can't trust Eli at all. I mean, he's had such an up and down year, even more so than Tony Romo. That's why I would go with that. Ruben Randall, is he even startable anymore?
No.
No?
Don't. He's done. Honestly, I think I'd rather start Preston Parker.
Yeah, it says a lot.
It's like they've completely forgotten about Ruben. Ever since Beckham has had his breakout, let's say, Ruben Randall's been forgotten about. They seem to be throwing the ball to Larry Donnell again when he's not fumbling like an idiot.
Yeah.
Three times this year he's tried to jump. He's tried to jump above a defender, and all three times he's fumbled. How bad is that?
And whatever, he's still a much better option than they thought they were going to have at that position at the beginning of the year. Colts, Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't think there's much to say about this. I mean,
Dante Moncrief had an unbelievable game last week. Pretty much on only a few catches.
I want to say unbelievable.
What were his numbers? It was pretty up stats wise. It was unbelievable.
No, not really.
What did he have? I'll take a look at it.
Oh, I guess it is better than I thought. I didn't realize he had 134 yards.
On two touchdowns, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's a freak thing. Come on.
No, it's a fluke. All right, you can only say it. Obviously, that's not going to happen again. But you think that's not going to happen?
He had a 79-yard touchdown.
But it's worth noting that he's
now, what, Reggie Wayne. More targets?
No, but he's surpassed Hakeem Nicks as the. On the
right,
depth chart there.
But
so
the bottom line is he's still fourth on this team in targets.
Right.
Well, Kobe Fleener had a good game too, jeez.
Yeah, well, Dwayne Allen's coming back.
Yeah, but you see Kobe Fleener, that I mean, it's against Washington. Washington stinks. But did you see the drop Kobe Fleener had?
I heard it was like a no-brainer touchdown if he caught it.
Literally standing by himself. It's bad.
No, but anyway, the only reason I mentioned that is he's a completely boom or bust, Moncrief, and he surpassed Hakeem Nicks, who's on a one-year deal, so he's probably gone at the end of the year. So, not that matters, but he might even be the second option behind Reggie Wayne now, and T.Y. Hilton's going to be covered by Joe Hayden. We've seen this happen before. I mean, no, you don't feel comfortable
again,
about it.
We're talking about the playoffs here. Would you feel comfortable starting him?
No, but you have worse options. He's probably the.
Like I said, a playoff team probably doesn't have to rely on Kobe Fleener. I mean, I'm sorry, not Kobe Fleener, Dante Moncrief.
No, but, I mean, what if there. I can't even think off the top of my head. I don't think there was any injuries this week to wide receivers.
No.
But what if. Just whatever. I mean, what if Alshon doesn't play or. It really was a no.
Fitzgerald? I mean, I don't know.
Well, he's supposed to come back this week. Yeah, but that's an example. You could do a lot worse. I mean, he's also, while you don't trust him at all, he could also win you the week. So, and this offense is just so explosive, and Andrew Luck is just, he's completely on a tear right now, so he could make anyone valuable. That being said, like I mentioned before, Wayne Allen's coming back, so Kobe Fleener, I think he just takes over that role there, so Kobe Fleener is pretty much droppable at this point. And going back to what we were talking about in the beginning of the show, where your playoff strategy changes just a bit, someone like Kobe Fleener, I mean, even my friend, Jeff's team, he has Drew Brees and Tom Brady. I didn't even look at the matchups yet. So it's like someone, if you have Drew Brees, and if you follow the matchups the next two games, like I don't even know who they're playing, but if Drew Brees has better matchups the next two, Tom Brady is 100% droppable. Unless the only reason I wouldn't do it is so you wouldn't end up playing against him. But that's just an example. So
also, I mean, the chances of somebody being on the waiver wire where you need to drop Tom Brady at this point is
no. But Tom Brady, I wouldn't use Tom. I wouldn't drop Tom Brady. I'm sure you have a better option. But that's just me trying to make a point. So what I'm trying to say is, Kobe Fleener is the perfect person that you could. If you, what the hell are you going to do with a backup tight end at this point? So you do, even if you have no one to drop, or even if there's no one worth picking up, pick up Joseph Randall or whoever. I don't know. Just Niall Davis is probably taken. What's the guy's name? The Matt Forte's backup.
Oh, Sean Jones or what? No.
What's his name? Oh, it's back to Dean Carey, right?
I think it is Carey.
Yeah, didn't they have somebody else too?
But the point being, and pick up someone who, like Devontae Adams, if there's an injury, these guys are instant top 20, top 20 for Adams and top 10 for Carey. Maybe not top 10, but very close to it. It's startable. I mean, that's all you can ask for, really, from someone you pick up that late. Even Monty Ball. What if C.J. Anderson gets hurt? And Monty Ball, he seems sooner to come back than he's a little bit healthier than Ronnie Hillman now. Ronnie Hillman seems pretty useless. I'd rather have Monty Ball and Colby Fleener at this point. What the hell are you going to do with Colby Fleener?
Ronnie Hillman completely droppable at this point, you think?
Yeah. If you have the roster space, maybe hold on to him. But with Ball coming back and Anderson playing so well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping Hillman just because I have Anderson. So if Anderson gets hurt, Hillman and Anderson have both been better than Ball this year.
Yeah, but what do you say that does happen? I mean, would you feel when Hillman comes back, are you going to feel comfortable starting either one of them?
If Anderson's gone?
No, I'm
holding on to Hillman just as a pure handcuff to Anderson.
Yeah, all right, I can see that. But funny, mate, Colby Fleener should be dropped in all leagues. Just pick up a backup running back or anything that can help you, potentially help you in the future. I forgot what game we've been talking about. Oh, Cleveland. All right, so, all right, we thought Manziel was going to be the starter this week. Obviously didn't come to fruition. Well, I don't think it changes much for fantasy.
He'll be starting next week.
Yeah, probably. I guess you got to assume they're going to get blown out in this game.
It's not even that they're going to get blown out. It's that they're going to have to keep up with keep up in scoring with the Colts. And I think they realize that Brian Hoyer is not going to be able to do that.
Yeah, but they also want to play conservative and keep the ball out of the hands of Andrew Luck. So maybe they'll run a lot more. And it looks like Isaiah Crowell is establishing himself, well, for the time being at least, as the number one option in Cleveland.
Well, I hope so, because it's a great matchup. I think he practiced today, so hopefully that looks like he's going to play on.
Yeah, he should be fine. It's just a matter of, I don't trust his backfield either.
The question is, what happened with Terrence West? I mean, is he going to get sat? You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, this whole backfield has been a complete disaster all season long. Maybe almost forget that. The whole Ben Tate thing was just so weird. Just like cutting him mid-season like that. Like Eddie was disgruntled, and
obviously he's been coming. He was becoming a problem in the locker room, obviously, I think.
Anyway, all right, so we'll just go to the Minnesota game since we're talking about Ben Tate. Because McKinnon is going to be questionable again, but it still doesn't solve anything just because there's still no clear-cut starting running back there. Do you have the stats from that last game?
Do I have them up? Yeah.
Let's see what they did last week against Carolina. I see what the running back
carry breakdown.
All right, so Asiata 14. I mean, that's actually 14 for 52. And Bente did eat into that with 5. But do you feel comfortable starting either one? Our Jets, actually, for as bad as they are, their run defense isn't horrible.
No, I mean, I'd start Asiata because I think he's going to get the goal homework.
Well, you got it. Yeah, Asiata's got to be the number one option. If you had to start someone here, no one really worth talking about except maybe Charles Johnson.
Yeah, why not?
Well, he's definitely, they made it, as if we didn't already know, they made it official that he surpassed Cordarrelle Patterson on the depth chart. But he was 2 for 41 last week. I mean, how much can we talk about this guy?
I mean, I just think it's a great matchup. I think he's flex worthy. I think, like, if you play in a 3-wide receiver, you know what I mean? Like,
in PPR, maybe. I mean,
you don't think he's possibly your fourth best wide receiver and better than your third running back?
Yeah, I think you're in a rough situation if that's your.
I might start him against you.
What, in that? Yeah, well.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the other league.
Just say go ahead anyway. It's not like he just hasn't proven anything. I mean, we were talking about earlier where you wouldn't feel safe starting any of those guys, and then all of a sudden you're fine with Charles Johnson. I don't trust Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm not saying like I would love it. What I'm saying is I think in most cases, I mean, first of all, they're home. You know, like I think that
I feel better starting Jonathan Stewart. And it looks like D'Angelo Williams is going to miss another week. And
yeah, no, I actually like Jonathan Stewart. But to finish my point, again, about Charles Johnson, like, I think, like, you might get a guy that's going to get double-digit targets against the Jets.
Maybe. Look what double-digit targets did last game within the same game for Kelvin Benjamin. 12 targets. I mean, at least the targets are still there. But
yeah, but not against the Jets.
But only five or 56.
The Jets' secondary is terrible.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, really, for as good as the wide receivers, the rookie wide receivers have been this year, the quarterbacks have just been, you know, that much worse, that bad.
What do you think's been the best, Carr?
The best, what, fantasy-wise or real life?
Like, real life. Like, if you had to pick somebody.
Oh, like to start my team?
Yeah. I mean, I still go Manziel to start my team just because no one else has been good.
Well, who else was drafted?
Manziel wasn't the first Bortles. Bortles will be. I would pick Bortles over.
Yeah, I would. Not that he's looked good either. But, yeah, pretty big.
Yeah, but it's not like he has exactly, like, a lot of talent around him. Don't forget, they're starting two rookie wide receivers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're asking him to do a lot in that offense as well.
Yeah.
I guess he's up there as fantasy option wise too. Those quarterbacks are awful. Anyway, what else? Anything else to talk about in this game? I mean, Cam Newton's completely droppable.
Oh, he was droppable a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's not someone you should be starting. You could find someone on the waiver wire better with a better option than him. What do we have here? Oh, well, I was going back on the other game, so let's just talk about Carolina and New Orleans. We pretty much talked about Carolina, New Orleans. So Kenny Stills making it.
Love Kenny Stills this week.
I just find it like Drew Brees had a great game. Spread the ball around to everyone except for Jimmy Graham, who had exactly zero catches. So I don't think, you know, teams are going to be on the lookout for Kenny Stills now.
Okay, he should have had an 80-yard touchdown that Drew Brees missed him on. He's wide open.
And he's just a complete boom or bust. Like, obviously, he's just like Dante Moncrief. I mean, they both hit last week. You got to assume that Jimmy Graham is going to take most of those touches, and that's not going to happen 2 weeks in a row where he gets exactly. I don't think he got a target.
No, he did not. He was not targeted at all.
It's just weird. I mean, that's just fluky. There's nothing that could be said about that. Like, you don't have to worry at all. He's still probably the number one tight end. So, Stills and Moncrief are the two biggest waiver wire pickups this week.
All right. Here's what I should say. I love Kenny Stills for the team I'm starting him for this week. Does that make sense?
Unless you tell me the team, no, it makes no sense.
Well, it's against you. What I'm saying is Kenny Stills is going to be my flex or wide receiver 3 this week. I'm not sure yet. But in a 3 wide receiver league where I have Antonio Brown and Demaryius Thomas, who I think I can count on to give me pretty good production, I love starting a boom or bust guy like Kenny Stills.
That's fine.
First of all, you can't really ask for a better matchup. You know what I mean? At home against Carolina, please. Carolina can stop the run. They're not going to be able. The Saints are not going to be able to run the ball. They're going to have to throw the ball. And Carolina's terrible against the pass.
Yeah, that's fine. He does have a nice matchup. It's just he's been. I mean, I know through injuries.
Listen, can he put up 2 for 16? Yes.
Yeah, he could be pretty much non-existent.
Right. Yeah. No, he could put up 2 for 16. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, for my team, I love his upside for my team. When I think I have 2 top 3 wide receivers, I love starting Kenny Stills.
Yeah. Well, since you just mentioned it, might as well make it public to the two people listening that we're playing against each other in the one league, which is kind of cool. We have a ton of people going tonight. Anyway, anything else to talk about for New Orleans? Kyrie Robinson's coming back. I guess Mark Mark Ingram. He's been pretty much a wide receiver one for the past for the past few weeks consistently. Robinson will take 3 or 4 touches. Yeah, it matters, but you're still starting Ingram. And also Pierre Thomas back. So it's just that backfield situation has always been when everyone's been healthy. So just a little cloudy there, but you're still playing Ingram. Is that it? Marcus Colson droppable? Is he one of those guys in the Terrence Williams category? Or you'd rather just pick up a backup running back?
Marcus Colson?
Yeah. And when are you going to start him? What are you going to do with this guy?
I don't know.
Droppable. Get rid of this game. Let's go to Tampa Bay, Detroit. Doug Martin finally does something after, this guy's pissing me off. I'm so done with him. I really am. I forget about, from a fantasy perspective. And now Rainey, looks like Rainey's not going to play again. So Doug Martin's going to get his chance. I mean, what is all this Charles Sims talk? who brings this up if this guy's not even worthy of getting an opportunity? It's just, I still don't think they obviously don't want to give up on Doug Martin, which is really weird. But he's, you're not starting him against Detroit, where it's a great run defense. So it's just a chance for me to vent about Doug Martin, who actually put up a decent game. What else we talk about from these two teams? I mean, there's not much else to say. Reggie Bush coming back, which kind of hurt. It's going to hurt Drake Bell's value a little bit, but he's still going to be the only starting running or the only running back from Detroit that you want to play.
Yeah, I'll start him this week. I had him on my bench last week for his best game of the year.
Always good. Yeah, good timing. I guess that's it. What else? That's all? No?
I think so.
Stafford finally had a nice game. Good to see when it didn't matter to me anymore. Done with them. All right, Baltimore, Miami. All right, so Lodi not out or suspended for the next few games, which definitely helps the running game. Lamar Miller in particular. I have him going against you, which definitely helps in that matchup, but I'm trying to think, who?
Lamar Miller?
Well, I have him.
You're saying because Haloti not is that, yeah, I felt like.
Yeah, whatever. Just slight upgrade. For Miami, the big thing here is Jarvis Landry's now, he's pretty much the number one guy in Miami, and it's target-wise over the past few weeks. This kind of came in. There's another rookie wide receiver for you. When was he even drafted? What round? Is there any
second?
Was it second round?
Yeah. How is that? Makes you think of Zach Mettenberger's going to stink in the NFL.
Okay, so freaking Beckham.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry.
His skill position players last year were Jeremy Hill, Jarvis Landry, and Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, I'm guessing their offensive line wasn't too subpar either, which is pretty. I mean, Mettenberger hasn't been that bad, but whatever. It's too early to tell. But it really is. I mean, as productive as Jarvis Landry has been, it's not like he's broke the bank. It's pretty much all intermediate routes, and they're not throwing the ball downfield, and that's why Ryan Tannehill's completion percentage is so high. In PPR leagues, he's pushing wide receiver 2 value in PPR leagues.
Landry?
Yeah, he's just been.
Yeah, I think he is.
He's been so consistent. I mean, every single week, and he's not. He scored a couple of touchdowns too, and once they get in the red zone, and I mean, believe it or not, I heard this today, and I had no clue that the Ravens secondary is very near the bottom, and throughout the course of the entire year, their secondary has been that bad. I think it might be 30th in the league. You're gonna have to look it up. I mean, just a horrible reciting of a stat right there by me. I don't know the entire thing, but it's a better matchup than it seems, especially for Jarvis Landry and now so for Lamar Miller as well. Baltimore, anything you want to talk about? Justin Forsett missed practice today. That's actually.
Yeah. Are you worried about it? I'm not.
Oh, yeah. It's concerning. Certain guys, too set out this week. Like, Demaryius Thomas was limited, like, whatever. They're just taking a rest day. Like, Calvin Johnson takes one every week. But for someone who hasn't done this all year, like, Forsett, I mean, this is, well, he may be older, and this is his first starting and productive gig, so it's not like he's been treated like a veteran throughout his entire career. So for him to miss a practice is just a little concerning. And now for four set owners, it's kind of like, unlike the Ellington thing, like, even so, I mean, at least we know what Ellington's backup is going to be with Marion Grice. I mean, who do you go to? What do you do if four set doesn't play? Do you pick someone up off the waiver wire, or you roll the dice with Calafaro, I guess?
I would go Bernard Pearson.
Like, we don't even know. I mean, neither of these guys have shown anything in the past few weeks. So, whatever. Obviously, just a situation you have to monitor. There's nothing more we could say, not knowing the health of Justin Forsett. But, yeah, it definitely, you sit down on a Thursday.
I mean, if I'm a Justin Forsett owner, I'm definitely picking up Calafaro or Pearson, whatever you feel better about.
Yeah,
probably available, right?
If you don't, especially if you don't have any better options on your bench, if it's something, I mean, I can't imagine you pick up anyone else off the waiver wire better than one of them if Forsett doesn't go.
Well,
that's it for this game, I would assume. All right, St. Louis, Washington. All right, so whatever. I mean, we talked about St. Louis. Another Washington's defense is bad, but they're a little bit better against the run. I mean, Trey Mason, he's the dude. I mean, he's kind of pulling what Zach Stacy did last year, just completely just took over the job, and you know, towards the end of the season. And I mean, it's hard to completely trust him, but then again, there's not many better options you would have. Who would you rather start on Andre Williams against Tennessee or Trey Mason?
Gotta
be Mason. I mean, I know
Mason's definitely the better player. I'm just thinking about matchup here.
We're going to overrate him because he just had a huge game. But he's also, I mean, he wasn't much of a threat in college in the receiving game. But now he caught a few balls last week. So it, PPR leagues, he's definitely an asset there. He's done a fantastic job. It's a pretty good matchup here. You kind of got to like it. I mean, if you did pick up Trey Mason, you couldn't have asked him. You got to be pretty happy with what he's given you up until now. So, yeah, of course he could bust. But again, I don't think it's that close. I'd rather start Mason than over Andre Williams in that situation. So would you rather start Mason or Jeremy Hill or Bernard?
Mason.
It's just a pretty decent matchup here for him. So, and he's the only guy from St. Louis I'd want to start. Two quarterback leads is, as you well know, Sean Hill might be startable. That's pretty much it. For Washington, Deshaun Jackson missed practice. He's going to be, looks like he's in line for a game time decision. You got to have better. I mean, not that any of their skill players have been that good, except we should mention that with Colt McCoy at quarterback, Jordan Reed's been, you know, disappointing year, but he's getting the majority of the targets with Colt McCoy there. And you know, Colt McCoy has had his struggles as an NFL quarterback, but he's actually been pretty good for fantasy and pretty good for those skill position players there. I mean, not that obviously a disappointing year for Garcon, but you really don't downgrade anyone. You treat them the same way you treated them over the past few weeks, which means, right, you know, if you had them, you're probably starting them. But they're down to wide receiver three options at best. Who would you rather start this week, Jordan Reed or Donnell?
Probably Donnell.
He's
definitely a better chance to score a touchdown.
Not only that, but just Jordan Reed is just...
Who knows when he's going to leave the game at halftime.
Yeah, exactly. There's something wrong with this dude. Anything else on these teams?
Yeah, I don't like Alfred Morris at all this week.
I just haven't heard about this guy all year.
I'm just saying, he's not, you know, he's not, what I'm trying to say, like, he's not a factor in the PPR league. you know, I don't like his chance to score a touchdown this week. I don't like him to go over a lot of yards because St. Louis' defensive line is really good. You know, he's not going to be a factor in the passing game. I don't like him at all this week.
Yeah, and Chris Long coming back this week. Oh, he came back last week, but he's
what a cat.
Yeah, so he's, I mean, that only just hurts his chances. But then again, what else, who else are you going to start?
Right.
Houston, Jacksonville. All right, so obviously Fitzpatrick threw for 6 touchdowns last week. Like I said, it was kind of a revenge game against a horrible defense. So, I mean, completely see him just falling flat on his face this game. I mean, he did get benched for a reason earlier in the year. So you're thinking you might be starting Sean Hill in a 2-quarterback league. I mean,
I am starting Sean Hill in a 2-quarterback league.
So would you rather start Fitzpatrick in this matchup?
No, because I think Houston's going to run the ball up.
Yeah, I mean, a great matchup for Arian. There's a perfect example. I was trying to think of one before. Arian Foster's a guy who just sits out practices, unlike Justin Forsett. Well, he sits out for medicinal reasons. But so, good matchup. DeAndre Hopkins, a huge week as well. Clearly, I think it's been said, but he's definitely passed Andre Johnson as the number one receiver in this offense, especially for fantasy. Feel comfortable with him starting for the rest of the year. Anything else from Houston?
No, I don't think so.
I mean, Jacksonville's pretty. I guess that's it. I mean, you can run it. You've been able to run on Houston this year, so.
Oh, you're starting Bernard.
I don't feel great about it, but yeah, you could do worse. It's Bortles was banged up, but he's going to start for this game, which I think just helps all the players there, all the skill position guys there. And also, I think it looks like Marquise Lee might have passed. We thought Cecil Shorts would be the guy once, you know, the guy to get the most of the targets once Allen Robinson broke his leg, I believe it was. But it looks like Marquise Lee might be the, you know, the high draft pick out of USC. Maybe, you know, you don't want to start him, but would I be surprised if he has a good week and becomes a number one waiver pickup? No, not at all. God, Marquise Lee. I don't even want to talk about him. Buffalo at Denver. It's our first 4 o'clock game, I think.
Nothing.
I got nothing. I mean, CJ Spiller looks like he's going to be activated from the whatever.
He was activated. I don't know if he's going to play.
No, he's not going to play this game, and I really don't even think it's worth picking up.
I picked him up in the one league just in case.
Yeah, if you have room, that's fine. I'd rather waste a spot on one of these other backup running backs. Maybe if Fred Jackson gets hurt, maybe. Other than that, no, nothing. Also Sammy Watkins. I mean, he's been a huge slump the past few weeks. So it's not just a one time thing. Robert Woods is getting more involved in this offense. He's definitely slid down the ranks a little bit. So who would you rather start this week? Sammy Watkins against, probably going to be covered by Tlaib. Bad matchup. He's been struggling as of late. Or Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson. I don't even know if Sammy Watkins can play. And if, like you said, he's going to be on Tlaib.
It's just unbelievable. We didn't mention before. Like, some of these guys just fall and things could change over the course of a few weeks. We went over it before. I said Steve Smith obviously hasn't been as good this year, or as he was in the beginning of the year. But then Torrey Smith has 7 touchdowns in the last 7 games. And we were talking about Sammy Watkins. I mean, he was a wide receiver too for a long time. And we were talking about how good he's going to be. Young, promising wide receiver, and then once Kyle Orton came in, and then just falls off the face of the earth. So, don't feel good about starting him. Hopefully you picked up someone like Mike Jarvis Landry or potentially even Moncrief or Kenny Stills or whatever. Anything else with these two teams?
No, I don't think so.
So, Fred Jackson running back too? Maybe not in this matchup.
Not in this matchup.
You want to wait another week?
But still, yeah, he's definitely
I wouldn't feel good about selling him.
Kansas City, Arizona. There's really, this might be it. If Andre Ellington doesn't play, which is looking more and more likely, didn't practice again today, without Andre Ellington, this might be the worst fantasy lineup. Who are you going to start from? Fitzgerald is looking to come back. You feel?
I want to start him either way.
Yeah, even if he's fully healthy, you haven't felt good about that. So who would you, honestly, if he was out, I'd feel best about John Brown probably. Maybe Michael Floyd. I mean, you still don't like either one of those. But Marion Gregg is the backup there, but you think it's going to be more of a committee. We have no way of knowing, only because Ellington has pretty much been the workhorse all season long. You're not starting Drew Stanton. Don't have a tight end. This would be, if Ellington doesn't play, this is the worst fantasy offensive lineup in the league.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No?
So, definitely.
Yeah, you just have to, whatever. I mean, so for this game, follow Andre Ellington. Nothing else in this team, right?
4 o'clock, like you said, it's a 4 o'clock game, so, you know, you're going to have to really follow him.
Well, especially Andre Ellington owner should have picked up Marion Gregg. And he could be that, what, the Chris Polk, or was it not, it was Bryce Brown and other of past years. Who did that first year? I forgot. One of the backup running backs who just exploded during the playoffs. I have no idea. I don't even know what team he was on. But anyway, look for them to run the ball. Obviously, they're more of a running team anyway. I mean, you could run the ball in Kansas City, even though they haven't been allowing touchdowns.
Unless you're looking at her,
I suppose. Anything else from Kansas City?
No, I mean, these are, you know, two kind of easy teams, right? Well, Kelsey, I love Kelsey this week. That's it.
He's been pretty touchdown dependent.
Arizona's terrible against tight end, though.
Yeah, they're such a conservative. They still have no wide receiver with a touchdown reception.
Who, Kansas City?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's just it's unbelievable. It really is. How do you not, like, get lucky 1 week and just whatever? That's just crazy. All right, boring matchup. We'll go on. San Francisco, Oakland. All right, so like I said, Murray's probably going to be back, but he's not getting a full workload in practice. He's coming off a concussion. Didn't play last week. You can't trust him. He looked great in that. I mean, he hit a couple long runs, but this was on like 3 or 4 plays. It's not like we don't know what he looked like over the course of the entire game. No one had seen him play yet. He was completely fresh, which of course he still is, just because he did miss the other week. But I think it's just not the best matchup here. Yeah, and the Raiders are kind of in the same situation. I mean, there's no one from the team that you want to start. Even Michael Rivera, who was looking good for a couple of weeks there, he's done nothing as of late. You feel good about any of these guys? I mean, the receivers are so inconsistent. No, David Carr, nothing. Whatever, let's just move on. In San Fran, what? And Vernon Davis, I mean, he's playing. It's not like, I mean, he's got to still be injured. You got to assume that there's still something wrong with him. But what, he did nothing again last game? I mean, as a team, they did nothing against Seattle last game. So, either one of these, it's a pretty good matchup against Oakland. I mean, I think I like the running backs a little bit more. I mean,
who's going to get the
Gore? If you had to, you feel better about it.
Yeah, because Carlos Hyde has been getting red zone stuff.
Gore's going to get more of the work. Right, whatever. I mean, it can go either way. I just feel better about Gore. I feel safer with Gore. I'll talk about it. It's another boring matchup. We'll go to Seattle, Philly. This is an awesome game with real life implications. All right. I mean, Sanchez, he's been kind of what we what we expected in this offense. Been a borderline quarterback one. He's been definitely startable in two wide receiver leagues. And more importantly, he's made a player out of Jordan Matthews, who's been great since Sanchez took over. Another player who's benefited, LeSean McCoy. Another huge week for him. I don't know if obviously he was the same player all year. He's just, their whole offense just looked a little better with Sanchez. They really do. I mean, there's talk about Nick Foles possibly being back before the playoffs start, which would be interesting to see what they do there. I assume you got to leave Nick Foles in at that point, but whatever. That's irrelevant to this show. This is at least the games in Philly. And Seattle defense has been playing better of late. Do you knock anyone down in this offense? I guess Sanchez a little bit, but then again, if you're starting him in a two quarterback league, which is pretty much the only time you're starting him, I mean, I think it's rare that any team would, in the playoffs would have him as their one quarterback league starting.
Yeah, I mean, I think you gotta knock down McCoy, no?
Yeah, but you're still starting. I think he's still running back one, so there's not much you're doing about it, except feeling a little less confident going into your matchup, but still, he's been so good as of late. It's Seattle's still been better. I mean, they weren't the defense they were last year.
But they have been better.
Right, as in recent weeks, yes, they have. But Philly's it'll be a fun matchup just because as good as they like you said they've been better, but sort of the Eagles' offense has been pretty unstoppable in recent weeks too. So that'll definitely be fun to watch for. Seattle, I mean, there's in the same situation. Just you don't trust anyone there. Even Russell Wilson slowed down a bit. Marshawn Lynch is pretty much the only guy you trust in that offense.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Russell Wilson, I think, no?
Yeah, but he's died down. Of course, if you have him, he's probably your number one guy. You're going with him. And also a good matchup here, Philly's defense. I mean, whatever. It's just you're going to get a big volume from both of these teams. With the fast-paced game. Pretty much it. We'll go on. I don't want to skip the Sunday night game. New England-San Diego, another awesome matchup.
Yeah.
So, Rivers, it's like people were saying he looked like he was hurt. He was playing so bad before last week, of course. Came back with a big game against Baltimore last week. Okay, so, will Ryan Matthews been good? He's back. That definitely helps the offense. Let's start Keenan Allen with another nice game here, too.
He's been getting so many targets lately. I mean, I don't particularly like him in this matchup. I love Antonio Gates here, but yeah, he's definitely after a terrible start to the season, he's definitely kind of come around.
Yeah, that's another. All right. So we have no idea. New England secondary has been really good this year. We have no idea who Revis is going to cover, and he's back to pretty much following someone around. So it's not like Keenan Allen's been so good that because Philip Rivers likes to spread the ball around too. So we'll see what they do with this. I don't feel great about Keenan Allen. I'd actually prefer if he had a better option. To start over him, but whatever. I mean, for real life situation, like definitely on the other side of the ball, I like both of those receivers better than Keenan Allen, but Edelman and Brandon LaFell, who's just another two touchdowns for him last week. He's just been unbelievable since they actually started to trust him. Like you said, Gronk is probably the number one rated tight end. Anything else? I mean, both you could. You can move the ball on San Diego's defense. So, I mean, they are at home. It's going to be a huge matchup. They're going to be fired up. Now, anything else in this game? Which New England running back are you going with? I mean, it's got to be LeGarrette Blount, right?
I think so, yeah.
Not that you feel good about either.
Yeah, right? I mean,
I don't think he had an impact on regular fantasy leagues, but I know he had a huge impact in the fantasy, the actual playoffs. Where LeGarrette Blount became the lead guy there. and put up some huge games in the real life playoffs, which some people play fantasy playoffs, but just by drafting the guys that are available. And of course, if you have Garrett Bunn, you know what I'm talking about. But still, in this matchup, you don't feel great about it, especially with a Belichick offense. I mean, he could change the game plan up until 5 minutes before the game, so you really have no clue. Guess that's it for this game. We'll go on to the last one. You want to get on the phone with Cons? We're going to.
I'll text him.
Yeah, it's on the call now. We'll talk about Green Bay Atlanta, which is another nice matchup. So, Rodgers is unbelievable. It's an awesome matchup. Not only has he been so good, but it's an awesome matchup here at home against Atlanta's defense. It's a must-win for Atlanta, but I think it definitely helps that. Even Matt Ryan looked pretty good last week. So the more points they score, the more shootout it's going to be, the more it's going to help Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers. It's just, what is there to say about the Green Bay offense? You know who you're starting that with them so far.
Well, how would you feel about Devontae Adams this week? Start him?
Yeah. If there's ever a week to start him, I know it's a little bold, but I'd rather start Devontae Adams over Keenan Allen. They're going to throw the ball a ton. Rodgers was looking. I watched this game pretty specifically on Sunday, and he trusts Devontae Adams. He really does, except for that one. He also had one drop that was probably, I didn't see it, but I'm sure it can't be as bad as Kobe Fleener's, but it was a surefire if he caught the ball right in the end zone. Perfect throw. I mean, just a complete mishap. So he should have scored a touchdown on this one. I mean, they've been throwing to him in the red zone. And this is also a product of Jordy Nelson pretty much being shut down except for one play by Darrelle Revis. But like I said, he's getting the work. He's getting the volume. They're going to throw the ball a ton this game. And Rodgers is just playing historically well. So, yeah, I like the matchup there. I like the matchup for Devontae Adams. Besides that, yeah, that's an interesting point for Green Bay. But more, all right, so Roddy White's going to be back for Atlanta. We have more of the questions directed on it for the Atlanta side of the ball. Roddy White's going to be back. What's his name? Julio Jones had a huge game against Patrick Peterson. So do you feel comfortable starting Roddy White? Obviously, Harry Douglas had another nice game in taking Roddy White's place. I guess you also like starting him here. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a high scoring game. So of course you're going to want all your skill position play. Oh, what do we have? Randy only set us to an hour again. We got an hour and a half. Is Khan's calling? Did he text you back?
We don't have an hour and a half. We have 1 minute left.
All right. A minute and a half. That's what I meant. Anyway, so, I mean, even Steven Jackson's been better. I mean, it's not, obviously, Green Bay's not the best run defense, but so they've been playing better as of late. I know you picked them up as a fantasy defense this week, which is too high powered of an offense. They want to trust. Oh, here's Cons. What, did you hang up on him? Well, you just let him call his picks out. No, too late, man. Too late now. I mean, if you just want to be able to talk about it. Either way, we'll get him on the air. We'll post him on our fan site, our Facebook webpage, or just go to backsportspage.com for all your sports needs. Tons of breaking news out today. Randy did a good job of posting the breaking news. So, yeah, follow us on there. 15 seconds left. Anything? Any last thing you want to say?
I don't think so. I mean, good luck.
Yeah, good luck on your fantasy playoffs for anyone who made it this far. And it has to be. So, good luck in your fantasy playoffs. We'll talk to you next week. We don't play, we take it to the house. M-I-A, take it to the house.